Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, an Odyssey Sports Station.
My understanding is this is an actual formality. There is a formal process that the Patriots have to go through, to elevate Elliott Wolf to be their primary football executive. I don't believe the title he'll get eventually is general manager. That's not a title that the Crafts have handed out since they've owned the team. But the expectation is, in league circles and people I've spoken to just in the last few hours, is that Elliott Wolf will get the job. I would be stunned if he doesn't get the job. He is the overwhelming favorite. So they have to go through this. They have to check this box to be able to elevate him to that position and name him that primary football executive, and that's what they're doing right now, Tom. It's gonna be
Stay tuned for Triple Play at 4:45 each and every day.
Long we'll blame Mego's long phone on that one.
yeah, you can blame Mego's phone. Blame my phone on that.
For
blame
sure.
Blame that on my phone, I mean.
Not my illiteracy.
That's at 4:45. Stay tuned for that.
So you don't want to do Triple Play right now?
Not yet.
Okay. Good.
Not yet.
I'm going to write that down.
That's hour number two.
I need a pen.
Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. Busy first hour. A lot of Celtics talk. We also talked to the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. If you missed any of that, it's up now on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Free. Easy. Get it on your phone. We're going to talk to Scal at 4:30 as well. Yes, Mego?
I think the whole studio is getting hacked. My phone, the board over there with Ryan.
Look.
We are under attack.
All I know is little old green bubbles over here.
Ew.
Little old Android. No issues with that. Your two bum-ass iPhones are dialing each other or doing whatever they're doing there.
I think it was just Mego doing it.
Oh, you think
I hate
just?
Jason Tatum. Oh, my God.
See?
Now it's
Look.
Doing it again.
It's doing it again.
Oh, my God. It's doing it again.
Who's it calling? Now
it's calling Ken. It's only calling people from this station.
I hope it starts calling ex-boyfriends. I hope it's just
oh
like...
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Ex-boyfriends.
I need to, like, turn it off.
That girl you were stalking on Instagram. I hope it just starts calling random people like that.
Split up the J's.
It's crazy.
I'm scared of my phone right now. What is happening?
Ken on Twitch says, just kidding. I called you as a prank.
Ah,
got her.
Good one, Ken.
Dang it. Oh, my God.
Oh, Ken,
that was funny. Good job, Ken.
I know. Since when's Ken funny?
That really scared me. Because I've turned it on and off like twice to make sure that whatever was happening isn't happening anymore. So.
What you got to do is you got to blow into the cartridge. There's probably dust in there. That's what you got to do. Tower number two, 617-779-7937. Text rolling in here, 37937. Guys, maybe Tatum's not the best player on the team. Did you ever think of that? Our buddy JP.
Oh, that's a problem.
Our buddy JP is in North Providence. JP, hello. You agree with that?
Jones, Mego, Arcan, I think we need a Montgomery timeout on the show there just to get things back in order. So my thoughts on Tatum and Brown. Mego, we know you run the show. You're Brown. Arcan is there. Jones, I know you're there. You're not Tatum. Sorry. Mego runs the show.
So I
bet the Celtic players know it. They know that Brown will run through a building for that team, and Tatum's on the outside with the hose putting the fire out. Brown's running through the building. at some point, Brown has got to get upset. But I think the players know and the fans know whose team it really is, because he steps up, whether he scores a lot, but he plays both ways hard.
Okay. Mego's Jaylen Brown.
I like it. I'll take it. I mean,
I'll take Tatum, quite frankly. But yeah, okay.
So the one thing about that that I do think is interesting is I do feel like Jaylen Brown has become somebody who's much more comfortable being vocal and at least being outwardly the leader of the locker room and a vocal leader and everything. And his friendship with Porzingis, I think, is probably some kind of alliance in the locker room where those two are real leaders on this team. Like, and now it's maybe transferring a little bit to the court.
Yeah, if they win with Jaylen Brown as a leader and Jaylen Brown is their best player, I'll be stunned. And so then we'll have to rework the conversation, but I don't think that's how it goes. And I don't think Brown can be, I don't think he can be the leader. I think Tatum has to be the leader. The team's going to go as he goes, is what I believe. You could have Jaylen Brown lead you against Cleveland. I think they could have, you know, Derek White lead them against Cleveland. They could have Cornette lead them against Cleveland. That's what they did last night. That's a pathetic team. When you're going against even New York and definitely the teams out west, I think you're going to need Tatum. I don't think Brown's going to be anywhere near enough, and we've seen him choke just as much in big spots.
We're all talking about Jaylen Brown. Wait till he needs to make like a clutch free throw in
Seriously.
The finals, and then we'll start talking about how great he is, you know?
You know, so I just...
And he played great last night. I mean, he was awesome last night.
He's been the better player in the playoffs thus far, but like...
He still has those same problems that he's had before. He's turning the ball over, and he can't make free throws.
Who was the bigger problem in the Eastern Conference Final, Game 7 last year?
Game 7. It was definitely Jaylen Brown.
Now, Tatum was worse in the finals against the Warriors, so I'm not telling you Tatum's never choked on the big stage, but Jaylen's done that plenty, too. That's why they were meant for each other on this team. A bunch of texts, 37937. You guys know the number. Tatum sucks. All right, done with the show for today. Arcand, you're an idiot. That was directed at your Tatum take earlier today. Should I read that again for the people?
Go for it.
I enjoyed this from Arcand when he sent this. The only thing interesting about the game last night is that Tatum kind of sucks and the team is demolishing everyone anyway. Nice for now, but Arcan wants to see if they can keep doing it.
I just don't want them to fall in a routine where they feel like they can just win even with this happening, and that Tatum feels like, well, you know, so long as I get my assists and so long as I get my 10 rebounds or whatever, I don't need to be making these shots. I can just sort of, you know, pass things off and be a playmaker and be the decoy and stuff like that. That can work against Miami. It can work against Cleveland. And sorry, Texter, but I just don't think it's going to work in the finals or maybe even not against the Knicks.
Okay, we don't care about the screening that Mazzulla was telling us about.
It was the greatest of all time, though.
Tell me if you care about either of these. Guys, Tatum is averaging a double-double.
Ooh.
But we want more? LMFAO, idiots. Do we care that he's averaging a double-double?
No.
Me neither.
Look, it makes the...
Like Colin Cowherd?
Okay. To me, it makes the bad...
No, he likes triple-doubles.
Right, yeah.
The bad shooting numbers easier to handle. But it's all just... That's all just like a distraction from how poorly he's shooting. Explain to me how that's not a problem.
Also, 5 assists when you touch the ball as much as he does is really not that great. I mean, the rebounding's been good, but they're rebounds. Tatum has the best plus minus in the playoffs. Do we care about plus minus? I didn't fact check that, but I'm going off the text line.
I think that's right. It's not a bad thing. Again, like why can't anyone just look at this shot
and look at the
shooting numbers and say that seems like a problem?
Here's an example of why I don't care about plus minus. On a over a larger span, 6 games, more relevant. I'll give him that. But like, for instance, last night, you know, had the best plus minus on the team. It wasn't Tatum. Any guesses?
Cornette.
I was gonna guess that.
No.
Horford.
Nope.
Pritchard.
Hauser. Plus 22.
Ah.
Played 17 minutes, 0 for 1. Like, I don't think he made a big impact. Sometimes plus minus just falls that way.
Sometimes he's just on the court when good things are happening. And Tatum's not, I mean, listen, it's not like he's been a net negative, I don't think. I don't think anybody's saying that. But his shooting's not good, and, you know, you can only just sort of pass the ball off so many times.
Really, if you don't expect more out of Tatum, then you don't think very much of him. Like, if you expect him to just shoot 25% all postseason from 3 and 40% or 41%, then you just don't think very much of Tatum. We think higher of him.
And there's nothing wrong with wanting him to play better either, by the way. I mean, people are upset. We want him to play better. I don't think that that's something that should be, frowned upon. That's something we should all strive for as fans or commentary or anything. If your best player is not playing great and you're winning anyway, fine. You should still want him to play better.
Here's a good take from Brandon in Boston. Brandon, why do you think Tatum is a luxury?
Hey, how you guys doing? So let me just say this, that I'm a Celtics fan, and the team is the team, man. There's no one particular player that I look at and say, yeah, I'm catering to this one particular player. Celtics fan, I just say that, oh, Jaylen is the team. This is his team. No, I don't look at no player on that team like that. I'm just a Celtics fan. But Jason Tatum's coaching, Because, look, if you look at the Cavs, right, they have
Brandon, can you just answer the question I asked you? Why is Tatum a luxury? Why do you think Tatum's a luxury? Because you play what?
Okay, so Tatum's a luxury because you have 7.5 players that can create on their own, taking Tatum out of that equation,
okay,
right?
It says
so
here,
you Holiday,
it says
Brown,
on my screen,
Tatum,
Brandon,
White,
Brandon.
You got
it says,
Holiday.
It says here on my screen, you play 2K with the Celtics, and you use Tatum as a luxury auxiliary piece, right?
I said that, but that's not really my point.
Okay.
Adam, this is the thing. I like you, bro.
Yeah.
But you never let anybody finish. You just
Brandon, it says you play 2K and you think Tatum's a luxury, and then you're talking about Drew Holiday.
Say that again?
It says you're you never let anyone finish, Brandon. You're talking about, you called about Tatum, but you're talking about Drew Holiday.
Really?
Yes, Brandon, that's what I said. You're talking about Drew Holiday. I'm just confused at your point because it's not the point. It's in front of me. That's all.
All I'm saying is this, right? If you look at – all right, I'll get into the 2K. But if you look at the Celtics, right, I said 7.5 players that can create on their own. This is just creating on their own and in shooting.
Let him finish.
Are you going to let me finish?
Yes, go.
See, Jones, you do this.
That was me.
That's not me. That wasn't me. That was Arkan.
You got to keep going.
Brandon,
you can't be like a little old lady and get upset every time someone interrupts you. You got to keep going.
I wanted to hear his 2K takes. I don't know why he wasn't getting
it. Too, yeah.
I wanted to hear the 2K take.
I play 2K sometimes.
Brandon, I just wanted you to get to the point. That's all. I just wanted you to get to the point. The point, it seemed, was something different. So you need to get to your point.
Guess who I play with in 2K?
I would love to know.
The 86 Celtics.
Oh, my God.
Every night.
Here's the trick. Just start with your point.
In the nude.
That would work a lot better, Brandon.
It's like a fetish for you.
It really is. unless Ryan gives him a shirt with Larry Bird on it, then not the case. 617-779-7937. Real quick on the Patriots, since we teased it. We got sidetracked there. With some Celtics items here. They have now interviewed a couple of people. Did you notice who got all the info on this? Schefter, which I find interesting just because we're getting all kinds of reports around the league about who the Patriots are getting declined by. And then I feel like the Crafts, Jonathan, said, hey, you know, Schefty, we have done a couple of interviews. Brandon Hunt of the Eagles. Yes.
Here's a bombshell for you, Schefty.
Samir Suleiman of the Carolina Panthers.
Maybe you've heard of him.
I hadn't, but Albert Breer added on to these reports that they both worked together in Pittsburgh. Patriots are now doing some interviews after being declined left and right. Mego, I know you have a problem with this sham process.
I just don't think that those are real interviews. And I think it's pretty clear that what the Crafts wanted to do was basically just elevate Elliot Wolf, but they had to wait and see, first of all, if Bill Belichick was going to get a job somewhere else and take some of the staff with him and see what the front office was going to shape out to be. And then when Bill Belichick didn't get that job, very close to what they were doing in the draft and free agency, they basically said, like, well, maybe we can exert a little pressure also to make sure that we get what we want in the draft. And now that we have everything that we want, we're going to give this guy the job. But the NFL doesn't let us just do it that way. So we're just doing this little song and dance and nobody's really interested. And it's just not a great look.
Yeah,
it's just a weird way to do it. They should have just tried to squeeze this all in the offseason before.
I've never understood why not. And I brought this up a billion times. And the only answer that I can come up with, and Curran said it to us a bunch, is they didn't want to give Elliot Wolf the job until he did what they wanted at 3. If Elliot Wolf was just given a 4-year contract, he might have taken Joe Alt or he might have traded down. Ownership had him by the short and curlies, and they did what he wanted at 3. Or he did what they wanted, rather, at 3. That's why he didn't get the extension. So all of this other sham is just because the Crafts want to call the shots, but they want to hide behind Elliot Wolf. So they forced him to make a pick, and now they're going to go through a sham process and interview all these other people and waste all their time and make a mockery of the Rooney Rule on top of it. So good. I'm happy you got there because you're too afraid to just say, we want a quarterback. If you just said, we want a quarterback and did the interviews last offseason and hired Elliot Wolf and were upfront about we're taking a quarterback, we wouldn't need to go through this whole dumb process. And it is a dumb process, and it's a waste of time. And again, a mockery of the Rooney Rule. But good job, Patriots. Good job. 617-779-7937. We can get to all your thoughts on this, where the Patriots are at with Elliot Wolf. Why are they playing this charade? We'll also get to whether or not the Patriots have surrounded Drake May with enough. And that would include on the offensive line, which I know these two care about. Let's get to it right after Trending with Arkin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.